So a long time ago, I remember writing a story for the Associated Press covering the New York State Legislature, and I had gathered a lot of facts. There were still some things that I was curious about, that, and I wanted to keep digging, and I said, I really can't, there's some things I just don't quite know yet. And my more seasoned colleague said, well, just write what you do know. And that's been pretty good advice. But I do think you have to make clear to your audience, in fairness to them, and so that you can earn their trust, state for sure what you know and be very clear about what you don't know, what is yet to be determined. When you're writing on deadline, there isn't always time to get to the bottom of things. Sometimes things are breaking, developments are happening around you, and you have to be very careful not to go beyond what you know for sure. In crisis situations, if you've got a World Trade Center collapsing around you, that's some very seasoned journalists can get rattled sometimes, and so others do but very well. You must be very clear with your audience what you know for sure, and state your sources. They're not going to believe it just because you're saying it's so. You have to say how you know it's so. Because, for example, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reports that unemployment was 5.1%, for example. You can't just say unemployment is low or unemployment is high. State the facts and state what your source is. If you don't know something that's crucial, you have to sort of make it clear that it was you weren't able to find that information, and that's something that we'll have to wait for another day. That's the way you earn the trust of your readers.